And the key to it is saying yebo. Yes. 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 We say no so often. Those of you who have never allowed the Spirit of God to rebirth you so that you were born with a new spirit, a new attitude. Those of us who have been born again. Too often we say no. Let's say yes. And here's the point I'm making now. As great as the new earth will be, as great as the new heavens above that new earth will be, as great as the new Jerusalem will be, that new holy city will be, what's going to be greater than all of that combined will be the God who will have created all of that and preserved it for us, for you and for me. He will wipe every tear from our eyes, no matter how great that new holy city, the new Jerusalem will be. It will not wipe away every tear. Every tear, everything that is always that has ever caused us pain, every situation, every circumstance, every event of our lives that ever caused any pain whatsoever will be removed. All that pain will be completely and forever removed. We will never again experience any pain. We will never again relive any pain. It will all be gone forever. It will not be the new Jerusalem that will give us that freedom. God will give us that total and permanent freedom from all that pain. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. It will not be the new Jerusalem, the new earth, the new heaven that will cause the old order of things to pass away. The Lord God will bring about the new heaven. The Lord God will bring about the new earth. The Lord God will give us the new Jerusalem. And the Lord God is the one who is causing to pass away completely and forever the old order of things and to bring into play the new order of things. Verse 5. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Again, it will not be the new Jerusalem that will be making everything new. God is the one making the new Jerusalem. The new heaven will not make everything new. God will be making the new heaven. The new earth will not be making anything new. God will be making the earth new. And he says, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, remember, we're still reading what John the Apostle wrote down. For all of God's posterity who would follow John in the ages, the centuries to come, the revelation that God gave to the Lord Jesus, that the Lord Jesus gave to his angel, who gave the revelation to the Apostle John, while he was on the island of Patmos, exiled, banished, for standing up for the gospel of Christ Jesus. While he was there, this revelation was given to him to write down for all of us, for those who were living in his day, and for all who would come after he died, to let us know about the things to come. God said, Write this down. Write it all down, including what I'm telling you now about the newness of things. For these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." That is generic for my child. We will either be his son if we're males. We will be his daughter if we're females. You will be his son. You will be his daughter if you overcome. There will be some suffering experienced in the process of overcoming. This is a battle that is to be overcome because there are many evil spirits and there are many evil people who will be trying to prevent people from going all the way with God. He who overcomes will inherit all this, all that the new heaven brings with it, all that the new earth has with it, all that will be a part of the new Jerusalem, the new holy city. That person who overcomes, whoever he or she is, will inherit all of this. And the Lord God says, "I will be his God, and he will be my son." Here we go. Verse 8. But the cowardly. How many of you are walking in the counsel of the wicked, are hanging out with the wicked, doing wicked things, plotting evil strategies against the people of God because you're just too afraid to say, "I'm not going to have anything to do with that"? You are cowards. How many of you run with the races and support them in doing what you can to hurt people of color? Not because you truly believe that's the right thing to do. You know it's the wrong thing to do. You know it's the wrong thing to do. But you don't want to run afoul of the folks who are passionate about making life miserable for people of color. And because you don't want to run afoul of them and get on their bad list, you support them in their evil agendas. You are cowards. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real talk. I'm not trying to hurt. I'm trying to help. It's important that you realize the Lord God means it when he says, but the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, that includes you who may not pull the trigger, but you give the orders to have the trigger pulled. The murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars. Their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Ladies and gentlemen, please notice, not just the sexually immoral, not just the murderers, not just the liars, but also the cowards will have their place in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. And when it comes to that fiery lake of burning sulfur, once in, never out.